You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
It's David, and we're continuing to go over WNBA draft prospects for the 2011 WNBA draft, and I'm joined by assistant coach from Xavier University, Mike Neighbors, at this time. Mike, how are you?
Dave, doing good this morning. Yourself?
I'm doing really well, thanks. And with two posts, you have had quite the luxury the last couple of years. Amber Harris is one of them, and we're going to talk now about probably the more true center out of the group, and that's Tashia Phillips.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you say that exactly correctly. I don't think there's too many kids these days coming up that want to be identified as a true post player. You know, they all want to work on finesse skills and things like that. Very few kids come in with a mentality and an approach like Tashia has and has had her whole life of wanting to be a five, wanting to be around the bucket, having no problem with the fact that every bit of her offense for 4 years came within eight feet of the goal. She had zero problem with that. She is definitely a true five, and there's just not many of them out there. You know, you look around, and I think that's what makes her unique, is that she embraces that role, and it's what's made her special for sure.
Now, when you look at her game, I mean, she is an absolute beast on the boards, both ends. And one of the things that has impressed me probably more than anything else about her game is the instincts that she seems to have on the offensive boards.
Yeah, it's really uncanny, and I've watched it for 4 years, and to be honest with you, I've never been able to put it in words, but Coach Aaron Johnston from South Dakota State in our post game after the NCAA tournament, he said it exactly the way that I've been thinking it for years but never been able to put it into words when he told the media that he thought Tashia, even though she was 6'5", 6'6", and as strong as she was, that she would be a great player even if she was 5'10". And that's exactly the way to put it. He absolutely nailed it right there. And it's because she has an insatiable desire to get the ball off the glass. It's what she does. Every shot she assumes is missed, and she assumes it's her rebound. And she is literally disappointed at every one that she doesn't get. And she goes after every one of them. And as a result, she ends up with, you know, on most nights anywhere from 12 to 13. And then on some nights, like she did at North Carolina that year, she gets 25, you know. So it is instinctive, but I'm going to tell you something else, too. It is a product of really, really working hard at it. She is aware of that. It's something that she is diligent in her approach. She does it in every drill. There's not a day off. There's not a play off. It has become what seems like an instinct, but she works at it very, very hard. She's obviously blessed with a great body. But I'm telling you, she uses that, and I agree with Coach Johnston. If she was 5'10", she would still be a rebounding machine and would be a terror, especially on the offensive glass. She does such a great job of going to the goal when there's penetration by a guard, of moving to the right spots when shots are taken, and then just having, you know, an incredible desire and an incredible strength to go up and get those tough rebounds. She doesn't just get the rebounds that happen to come to her. She goes and gets rebounds, and then the tough rebounds most of the time go her way.
Now, when you assess her offensive game at this point, she seems the one thing that she would probably need some work on is more of a face-up game. She's definitely a back-to-the-basket type person.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to tell you about that is this. She has that in her repertoire, but we probably hamstringed her a little bit in her career and didn't allow her to do all of that stuff. And I say the word allow because she didn't have to. She's got a little bit of a face-up game. I think all she's going to have to do is be given the confidence and the opportunity to kind of showcase that part of her game. She's got a great touch out to 15 feet, 17 feet. She can really shoot it. Great touch. She's quicker off of her feet than most people also give her credit for. And she watches as much film to dissect her movements and her positioning as anybody I've been around. So I think she's got a little bit more game than what she's displayed, just simply because of the fact that she really didn't have to do a lot of those things For us, because we had Amber out there partly, and also just because we could get the ball to her around the goal. Now, that'll change a little bit, I think, with the, you know, the increased athleticism of the people that she's going to be guarding are going to be guarding her. But I think just gaining the confidence in that, because she's never really had to do it in a game, but she's got those skills, and it's not going to take her near as long as I think as a lot of people might suspect.
Now, one of the other things that Tashia really brings to any team that would draft her, having spoken to her and had an interview with her earlier on,
yeah,
is she has an absolute dynamite personality, and she
is something else.
Great kid.
Her mom and dad, Cliff and Brenda, did a great job raising not only her but the rest of their family. They are way more than just what you see on the floor with Tashia. She's a great teammate. I think that personality comes out in the locker room. She's a tremendous teammate. She's grown, you know, a lot in that area. But she allows that personality to come out with her teammates, and it makes people gravitate toward her. She's awesome with the media. She is a really, really intelligent kid. She's a deep thinker. She's one of those, you know, deep thinkers that we talk about. She is constantly, win or lose, I could always count on being at the front of that bus. Win or lose, I would get a text from the back of the bus within minutes, and I knew without looking who it was from. And it would either be critiquing herself in the game, or, you know, saying great scout, or saying, you know, that knowing that kid was going to come to her left shoulder, save me two fouls or something. She really has a knack for, embracing teammates, embracing coaches, and I think that's part of the reason that she's so successful at everything she does in the classroom and in relationships that she builds, is that she is able to communicate more so than a lot of young kids were, you know, the age of 17 or 18. And, you know, now that she's 21, there's no question that whatever she's doing at the next level, she's going to be good at.
Did she have the quickness to defend some of the posts that she'll have to in the WNBA right now?
If she doesn't, she'll figure out a way. That's all I'm telling you. I think if you line up and you run a foot race, she's probably going to lose to a bunch of them. But if you put this player there and that player, you know, her in front of them and tell her to try to stop them, I think she's going to figure out a way. She may get exposed some ways quickness-wise. She's a little bit quicker than people think she is because she's a big person and the way she moves. But her body, you know, people that come see her are always impressed with how strong and how lean she is. They think that until you see her in person, you don't understand how muscular her body is and how lean her body has become. Rich Jacobs has done a great job with her in the training room, and her body is right. So I think she's going to figure out a way. And she, like I say, she may not win some foot races, but I think at the end of the day, if you're trying to figure out can she guard this kid or keep this kid from doing what they normally want to do, I think if a coach can tell Tashia the main move and the main counter move that a kid makes, I'm going to take my chances that she's going to get it stopped the majority of the time.